23. We'll pick out another phrase. I don't think I'll speak long tonight, but I thought this particular verse broke itself up in a kind of a logical place. So I'll say some things about the second, well, you'll see here in just a moment, the second part of the verse. Psalm 23, verse 5, it says this: Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, which we talked about last week. And this evening, I'm pretty much going to stick with this phrase: Thou anointest my head with oil. And then he mentions at the end of that verse, my cup runneth over. But I kind of want to focus on the middle section there where he says, Thou anointest my head with oil. The anointing of the herd is a beautiful picture of love and courtesy and kindness. We see it expressed in our Savior, where we read there in Matthew chapter 26, where the lady anointed the head of Jesus from the ointment of the alabaster box. And it was just a sweet thing. I want you to look at that verse again, in verse 5. You notice he says again, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. So who's the thou? It's not the shepherd, right? I mean, it is the shepherd. The shepherd does it. All emphasis on every verse in this psalm is always on the shepherd. So it says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. And it says, Thou anointest my head with oil. Now, that is really something. The woman who anointed Jesus evidently had a very discerning spirit. She seemed to understand that Christ was going to bleed and that he was going to die. Because if you flip back to Matthew 26 for a second, and I apologize, I should have probably told you to hold your finger there, but I didn't either, so. Because he had mentioned that in verse 2. You know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover. But he was speaking to his disciples. He said, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. So evidently she had some discernment that perhaps she thought that Jesus was going to die and that he was going to bleed for the sins of the entire world. It seems like God seemed to let her in on that. When Christ entered this house, she anointed his head with oil, and it filled the room with a beautiful fragrance. Now, this was an act of kindness, this was an act of appreciation, and this was an act of love. Now, as we think about this anointing, as Christ entered into the house, and then when we think back at Psalm 23, it says, Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my with oil. How'd it go? Head. He anointed my head with oil. And what it says after that? My cup runneth over. So I really was planning on getting to the overrunning part, but it ain't going to happen tonight, okay? And then it talks about how we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We are about to enter into the house of the Lord. And I think we're going to enter into the house of the Lord very quickly. That's my opinion. We enter into God's house to dwell forever with his holy anointing upon us. Now, the first thing I want you to think about tonight is that in that psalm is the oil. And I want you to go back to the book of Exodus, the 19th chapter. In verse 21, the 29th chapter, my mistake. Did I say chapter 29 or 19? Yeah, that's my bad. 29:21. And thou shalt take of the blood that is upon the altar, and of the anointing oil, and sprinkle it upon Aaron, and upon his garments, and upon his sons, and upon his garments of his sons, and with him, and he shall be hallowed, and his garments, and his sons' garments with him. Now, there's two things that are mentioned in that verse, the blood and the oil. Before the priest could offer an offering to the Lord, and before the Lord would accept that offering, the priest had to be sprinkled with the blood of the sacrifice, and he had to be anointed with the oil before any offering of praise or any offering of prayer or before anything could be presented to the Lord and then it be accepted by the Lord as well. And before we can go before our Lord, and before our gratitude to God can really be accepted, before even our praise is accepted or even our prayer can be made to the Lord, we must also be sprinkled by the blood and we need to be anointed with the oil. Now that is, we must have accepted Jesus Christ and trusted in his shed blood for the salvation of our souls, and nothing else can save us. Amen. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we must recognize that Jesus Christ bled and died for our sins and the sins of the world, and that he tasted death for every man. And when he went to Calvary, he shed his blood for our sins. He never shed any blood for his own sins. He never had any. And the Bible says in Isaiah 53, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And when we ask God to forgive us of our sins, we are acknowledging that we are guilty sinners. We are admitting that we are deserving of hell. We admit that we deserve to be separated from God forever, but we have trusted the finished work of Christ through the shed blood for our soul's salvation. The songwriter wrote this, I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There is no other way but this. That's the only way. Now, unless you have been sprinkled by the blood, and unless you have trusted in the shed blood of Jesus Christ, unless you have trusted him alone for your soul's salvation, you will not go to heaven. We trust Jesus and Jesus alone. And when we trust him, we are sprinkled metaphorically with his blood, and we receive Jesus Christ into our lives in the person of the Holy Spirit. And he comes to live within us for how long?
Forever.
Oil in the Bible pictures the Holy Spirit of God. And as I approach the Lord, I do not approach him on my own merit. I don't approach the Lord because of what I can do. I don't approach the Lord because of what I have done. I approach him on the merits of Jesus Christ and what he accomplished for me through his work on the cross, and how he has appropriated to me as I put my faith in him for my soul's salvation. But not only that, I am covered in his blood, but also by his Spirit. Because when you trusted Jesus, and when I trusted Jesus to save me, the Spirit of God came to live within me. Now, I want you to turn a page, if you have to in your Bible, to Exodus chapter 30. And I want to read a lengthy passage here. And it's about the oil. Verse 22. Moreover, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take thou also unto thee principal spices of myrrh, of pure myrrh, 500 shekels, of sweet cinnamon, half so much, even 250 shekels, of the sweet calamus, 250 shekels, and of cassia, 500 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, and of oil olive a hin. And thou shalt make it an oil of holy ointment, an ointment compound after the art of, how do you say that right the right way? There you go. It shall be a holy anointing oil. And thou shalt anoint the tabernacle of the congregation therewith, and the ark of the testimony, and the table and all his vessels, and the candlesticks and his vessels, and the altar of incense, and the altar of the burnt offering with all the vessels, and the laver and his foot, and thou shalt sanctify them, that they may be most holy. Whosoever touches them shall be holy. And thou shalt anoint Aaron and his sons, and consecrate them, that they may minister unto me in the priest's office. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, this shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generations. Now, in order for the priest to be consecrated to serve the Lord, and to approach the Lord, and to make these offerings, this holy anointing oil was prepared with all those different things in it. The tabernacle was also anointed with oil. The vessels of the tabernacle were anointed with oil. The high priest and his sons was anointed with this anointing oil. And as they walked in, they could smell the sweet fragrance of the holy anointing oil, and they thought of the presence of the living God in that place. It was a sweet savor. God has anointed us, and God has given us his spirit. And because God has washed us clean by the precious blood, there should be a sweet fragrance given from our lives to a lost and dying world when they see us. Or as Paul wrote it this way, the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. It should be evident that we have been with Jesus. It should be evident that we are God's children, that we are not of this world. We are of the world to come, which is, I think, closer and closer. We are children of God by faith, and we know the Lord as our personal Savior. And the psalmist said, "Thou anointest my head with oil." The Bible teaches that when we are saved, the Holy Spirit comes to live in us. In Colossians 1, it says it like this: "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." So, how does God dwell within us? In the Holy Spirit, which is Christ in us. And by the work of the Spirit, we are placed in him. We are baptized by the Holy Ghost of God. We become part of the family of God, and we become part of the bride of Christ. What a wonderful thing that is. The baptism of the Spirit is a work of grace that God performs by placing us in his holy body the moment that we are saved. And at that time, we are sealed to the day of redemption. We receive what the Bible calls in Ephesians chapter 1, the earnest. That is the down payment, and that is the seal, and is a guarantee of what is to happen in the future. It's a foretaste, if you could say that, of what is to come. We are then filled with the Spirit again and again and again. Daily, every day, we ought to be seeking God's filling, the filling of the Holy Spirit. We ought to be seeking that on a daily basis. When we are saved, God anoints us with his Spirit and enables us to live the Christian life. You know something? You can't live the Christian life alone. But because God has anointed us with his Spirit, we can. And as he gives us a special work to do on a daily basis, we should seek God's divine anointing, his special enabling to do the work that he wants us to do. The work that God wants us to do is often too hard for us to do. But God enables us through the Spirit. The anointing is not just for a pastor. It's for every dad who seeks to be a Christian father. God wants him to be, and he wants that anointing and that enabling on his life. He needs God's anointing to be the godly dad. It's for every mom to be the mother that God desires her to be. She needs the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God on her life. The Christian boss, so you have wisdom to lead your business. And everything that God has for his children to do in order to bring glory to our Lord, he enables us through his divine anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me because I'm anointed by the Holy Spirit of God. As we serve him, there should be this sweet fragrance of evidence that we have been with the Lord Jesus and that we belong to God and that we are a child of our Father. This sweet fragrance or evidence is the oil of anointing that people ought to, I won't use the word smell, people ought to sense in us. They ought to sense it. All of God's children have God's Spirit living in them. And all of God's children are sprinkled by the blood of the Lord Jesus. Or if you weren't sprinkled by the blood of the Lord, you wouldn't be God's child. If you are one of God's children, you are under the blood and you are indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. Thou anointest my head with oil. You're indwelt. You're anointed. You're enabled. You're empowered. The Holy Spirit of God guides you and teaches you and leads you, and you are filled with the Spirit of God so you have power to witness and be used for his glory. We are to walk in the Spirit. We are to produce the fruits of the Spirit. We are to be yielded to the Spirit. All these things center around the Spirit of God, and the psalmist said it like this: "Thou anointest my head with oil." Aren't you glad for the Holy Spirit of God? The day you got saved, he moved in, and all of those things that I mentioned, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 of them, they are all available to you. Have Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we are grateful for the blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and gives us an eternal home in heaven where we'll be with you. We're also grateful for the anointing of the Holy Spirit of God. And Lord, we know that he came to indwell us, and we know he longs to fill us. I also know, Lord, from Scripture, and I didn't mention it tonight, but there are three sins specifically that we can commit against the Holy Spirit. And Lord, I pray that we wouldn't be that person who quenches him and grieves him and causes him to lust to envy. But Lord, we would allow the Spirit of God to work and to move, and we would just trust him and lean on him every step of every day. Thank you for your blood, and thank you for your precious Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.